Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing.
Ever all the world. That's one of the greats. There ain't no denying that. Garth Brooks is your artist of the day. Good afternoon. It's good to be with everybody. Thank you, by the way, in case I didn't do this enough on Friday, to Crowley Furniture and Mattresses for having us out there for Coats for Kids, and every single one of you who took time out of your day and your life to donate a coat or come in. And I was shocked how many people came in and just dropped off a $100 bill like it was nothing and just turned around and walked off.
You know that I have lived and worked in a staggering number of places. There is no place that I have ever seen that comes through for any charitable cause, even if it's a simple case of just one or two people in need, the way that Kansas City does. This town does wonders in that regard.
I was just shocked on Friday afternoon. People just walk in, drop a $100 bill in like it was nobody's business, and just turn around and walk off. I'm like, damn. Wish I could retrieve that. Take it home. So, Coats for Kids is over. We will have the numbers here in a couple of days. I think we did pretty well. Man, I didn't think the pile looked very big on Friday evening, until I had to haul half of those things out to the truck.
A lot of coats.
I was like, damn. Oh.
Funny how that works.
There's a lot of coats in here. So, anyway, hope everybody had a great weekend. Story here from the New York Daily News, and Dana has an update on this in just a moment. A reporter in Georgia was groped live on air Saturday while covering a running event after one of the participants smacked her on the behind. Alexandria Bazargian, a reporter with NBC affiliate WSAV, was on air covering the Savannah Bridge Run 10K when a man in a hat and sunglasses ran by and slapped her butt. Bazargian, who appeared to be caught off guard but quickly regained her composure after the incident, addressed the situation on Twitter, and she wrote, and I quote, "To the man who smacked my butt on live TV this morning, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Please do better."
Twitter exploded on this because it was caught on tape, and you know, she's very clearly there to work. She has a reflective vest on, her microphone. I assume she has a photographer pointing that camera at her.
Sure.
And, you know, people are going by and woohoo and cheering as the race starts and whooping and hollering. And she did not smile. She did not laugh when the next person who ran by interrupted her reporting. He was wearing sunglasses and a blue long sleeve shirt, ran past her and smacked her lower half. Shocked, her face dropped and she stuttered over her words before quickly recovering to continue reporting. This is from the Washington Post. The moment, which illustrates the kind of sexual harassment TV reporters face on the job, was captured on video and posted to social media. Robert Wells, the director of the sports council there, which hosts the race, quickly responded to the video. "This will not be tolerated at our events. So glad we have race bibs and photos for easy identification. What happened today, Alex, to you is 100% unacceptable. You have my assurance we will identify them." And they have. This man's been identified.
Okay.
they have said he will be banned from all future race events. And the Savannah Police Department says they are more than willing and ready to work with her if she chooses to pursue this further.
Excuse me, wrong pipe.
Mm-hmm. Me all right?
Yeah, wrong pipe. Beg your pardon. Did it ever happen to you when you were in TV?
I had inappropriate things happen. I had annoying things happen. I was out covering crime when I heard bullets closer than anyone should ever be comfortable with.
Sure.
I don't ever recall having someone physically touch me during a live report. And I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying some of this would have been 25 years ago. And
you just don't remember it.
I will tell you this. I won't do a remote without my back to the wall. You know that. My back has to be to the wall.
That's true.
And as I moved further along in my career, I became less comfortable doing live reports in huge crowded spaces. I don't like not knowing what's happening behind me. It makes me very jittery and uncomfortable.
But you don't recall somebody actually physically touching you in a way that would be deemed inappropriate?
Not while I was working, no.
Okay.
Not while I was working, no.
Well,
like every woman has a story where something has happened. Not while I was on the
phone. And you shared that story.
On before. The job, live with a microphone. I don't recall it happening. Mm-hmm. But
do you think this person should be criminally charged?
You know, that's what I wanted to ask you. Remember,
he's obviously being a douche.
He is. But remember during the World Cup, we had a reporter covering the World Cup. And she was sexually assaulted by a man. I mean, there's no question about it. I believe he grabbed her breast. And that story went viral, too, because women came out of the woodwork saying, look, this has got to stop. It keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never comfortable ranking inappropriate behavior when it comes to this sort of stuff. But the guy in the Columbia case, I think, absolutely should have been charged for grabbing her breast. Hands down, should have been charged. No questions asked. I don't know how else you're going to stop this kind of thing.
But would you, not to rank it.
I know, but it puts us in a position now when we're talking about this again that you have to rank it. And a smack on the butt
is different than a grab of the breast.
It is different than grabbing the woman's breast. And again, I hate even having this conversation. I can see where she would say, this was inappropriate. I want him reprimanded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll sue him for a dollar to make a point that you don't touch a woman like that. I don't care if you think it's funny or if you're joking around. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have the right to do what you did to me.
How do I think?
I mean, there were people online today blaming this reporter. One of them said, I saw it.
For what?
You shouldn't have been standing there as the runners were going by with your back. And I thought, really? Wow.
With that sweet behind?
Wow. Wow.
Come on, man.
Earlier this year, a Kentucky man was charged with misdemeanor harassment after he kissed a Kentucky TV reporter while she was live on the air. She pulled away and said on the air, that is not appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that what he did was appropriate, nor excusable. I just wonder, when do you start charging people criminally for goofball behavior that we all did back in the 80s.
Oh, I hate that argument. Well, we all did it. Oh, pick another argument. I don't like that one.
I think the time at which we start charging people for that criminally was when the criminal statutes were put on the books that allow it. And I'm not necessarily saying...
You mean forbid it.
Well, what I'm saying, allow the prosecution.
I see.
That's ultimately where that comes from, and mm-hmm. I would contend that those statutes are on the books for a reason.
The man is married with daughters. Just want to throw this out to see if it changes your mind in any way. The man is married with daughters, works as a salesman.
Worked.
And is involved in his church as a youth minister.
Worked.
He has locked down most of his social media profile after being identified as the man in the video.
Probably a smart move.
And is a complete douchebag.
You know, you've got to go home now and explain to your daughters and your wife
why this is appropriate.
Why the Washington Post is posting your writing about you today.
No, it's a great point. It's a great point. He has no defense. No defense.
And it's a, I almost said a bad word. I really wanted to use the S word there. It is a crappy thing to put her in the position now of having to decide whether anything moves forward with authorities on this. She shouldn't have to be in that position because it shouldn't have happened.
576-7798. 576-7798. Talking about this reporter in Georgia who is working the sidelines, if you will, of a run, charity run. And midway through her live report, somebody comes up and just slaps her on the butt. Turns out he's a father of two girls, a youth minister at his church. He's been outed. And there's talk about filing criminal charges against him. Hey, Aaron, what up?
Hey, guys. So let's change the scenario up just a little bit. Let's say he didn't smack her on the butt and smacked her in the face as he ran by.
Yeah, we wouldn't even be discussing this, would we?
No, it's straight up assault. Okay. So let's change this to it is a teenage reporter standing on the side of this race and he slaps her on the butt. Are we talking about this still? Yes, because he would have been arrested for sexual assault of a minor. I mean, is there any more conversation?
It's a great point, Aaron. If he had smacked her in the back of the head or the face, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
But you have to draw into that conversation intent.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, I mean, it doesn't really matter what his intent was. You don't get to touch people like that. So say she was a teenager and had that happen. It was your daughter shot, and I know you're playing the devil's advocate quite a bit on the show. Mm-hmm. But if it was your daughter, you'd be furious.
I would, but Aaron, and again to play the devil's advocate, we're not talking about a teenage girl. We're talking about a grown woman, and she was slapped on her bottom, which is to suggest that there was some sort of bizarre sexual gratification that he enjoyed by slapping her on the bottom, as opposed to slapping her across the face or in the back of the head, which would clearly be a violent attack.
Right. I don't disagree with that. I mean, the severity of it isn't, he didn't intend to injure her, but it is still assault. You just can't put up with it. I mean, he knew that he was trying to get attention by doing it when she was on TV or, at least could have been on TV when it was recorded. Mm-hmm. So he obviously meant to do what he did. It wasn't an accident.
All right, man. Hey,
and
good to
Scott,
get you in, buddy.
I will just say this. Let's assume he is a consumer of news on some level. He's very active on social media. It would surprise me with the high-profile nature of the four or five other incidents we've seen in the last year that have gone viral with women who have been kissed, groped. You would think because of those stories, this would be happening less often and not more often.
Agreed.
And I don't have an answer as to why it keeps happening.
Well, but Dana, you would also think, based on what we have seen in the media over the last year, that incidents of blackface would be less common.
We've said that, too. People keep doing it.
They just, for whatever reason, they don't learn. They don't learn. 576-7798. Dave in Edgerton. Hello, David.
How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
I understand, as he said, you're playing devil's advocate, but if that was your fiancé and was doing a live shot, you would probably have a different outlook.
I would.
So, I mean, to me, that is not showing respect to women, whether he meant to do it, whether he thought it was funny, whatever the case. I was raised in I'm just a few years older than you guys, not much. But I was raised to respect women. You don't do that. That's a total, to me, a total lack of respect to women in general, not just the woman that you did it to.
All right. Glad we got you in, buddy. 576-7798. 576-7798. We have one line open if you want to grab it. Waiting for Will Starrett. Oh, there he is. Okay. Will Starrett's in the newsroom. We'll get to him in just a moment. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Ryan, I'm Scott Parks. Text line. Let me see if I can go back and find it. I'll do it while we take a call. Debbie in Kansas City. Debbie, hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I was just going to say about that that inappropriate touching. I have a 15-year-old granddaughter, and I would love for people to be able to teach her that no one can touch her without her permission. That's what has happened to so many of us, myself included. I was touched inappropriately as a child, but I didn't know it was wrong. This is wrong, and they need to be taught this is wrong. What about the girls, his own daughters? I mean, does he want them to think that this is okay? And the girls in his youth group, does he want them to think it's okay? That's why, you know, I would say go ahead and prosecute him and so that, you know, he knows, he's got to know that this will not be tolerated. And I'm sure if his own daughters, if this happened to his own daughters, he'd be all up in arms, or his wife.
Let me ask you this, though, Debbie. Can I play the devil's advocate?
Yeah.
Okay. Was this more acceptable 30, 40 years ago?
No. It was not.
It was not.
But women didn't have a voice then. We do now.
Okay.
I agree. Not acceptable back then, but women wouldn't say anything for fear they'd be in trouble or they'd lose their job or you didn't want to make waves. That's over. Well, and, you know, social media has fueled the flames as well, but not to the point that men still aren't doing it.
Let me read you this text from 2264. Hey, guys, I listen every day. Thank you for our show. Listening to your current topic, the lady that got smacked on the butt. I hear you guys talk all the time on this show about how we've gotten too politically correct. Is this not an example of that very thing? I can tell you as a man, if a woman walks by and smacks me on the butt, I am going to view that as a compliment to my figure. Why can't this woman just view it the same way?
Would your wife view it that way?
I'm reading a text. I
know.
And Scott, we
hear that again and again and again. But it happens too often that men are in a position of power or authority. And here's why he was in a position of power over her in this case. Her back was turned. He knew she would have no way to stop it. She would have no way to react. She is tethered to that camera and that microphone. It's a power trip. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to keep on running because what's she going
to
do?
Is it possible that he just thought he was trying to be funny?
I think it's possible, but I cannot imagine in this day and age.
He wasn't trying to make a power trip out of this.
Anyone listening would think that this is acceptable and is not going to explode into.
You're right about that. He had to know that this was unacceptable. Here's the way I see this playing out. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. We're doing a jog through Atlanta or wherever the hell they were. And he's jogging down the road. I'm never going to win this race. I'm not that in shape. Oh, look, there's that cute reporter on TV. I'm going to slap her on the ass. I think he was trying to be funny. Now, granted, it's not funny. It's assault. It's sexual assault, technically. But I think he was trying to be funny. And the joke was just really bad.
But
running by and going, you know, or making a noise or just being a jackwad is trying to be funny when it's not funny. When you cross over the line into I'm going to touch a woman who is completely defenseless because her back is to me while she's doing her job. And
I'm not defending it.
I know you're not defending it. Let me give you another example. He works, let's say, in sales at a retail operation. He walks up to a colleague at work and grabs her butt while her back is turned. What would happen under that circumstance?
Keep in mind, there's a different. I think there is a difference between slapping a butt and grabbing a butt.
My point is this. If he had done that at work, the reaction would be swift and decisive.
He would be terminated.
He'd be fired that second.
Absolutely.
But what is it when it's a reporter whose back is turned that people think, oh, this is my moment to go viral? This is my 15 minutes. Here we go. You know what I'm saying?
And yes, I do believe that, you know, 15 years of people acting like jackasses on YouTube has turned everybody into thinking that a camera is always rolling. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do something stupid, and therefore I'm going to get my moment. I do think there is at least an element of that at play. Mm-hmm.
I think he was playing the fool.
Yeah.
And he was a fool. There's no denying that.
Right.
He's a fool.
But doing such things has consequences as a result.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that either. But let's not make him out to be like a serial rapist.
I don't think anyone is.
Okay, but we're talking about bringing him up on criminal charges and...
But he's not being charged with, you know, serial rape.
Touche. Diana in Lee's Summit. Diana, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just going to make a comment about that as well, the inappropriate touching. As a teenager, I was riding my bike down the street, and a car full of teenage boys pulled up, and they just hauled off and whacked me right upside the rear. And I was furious. And my friend that was riding with me was a guy. He just started cracking up laughing. So, you know, was it, you know, a joke for them? It wasn't for me. It hurt.
Did you do anything about it?
No, they were in a car. I was on a bicycle. I couldn't catch up to them.
But did you get the license plate or anything like that?
No, it just, you know, startled me. I probably should have, but I was like, what the heck? Well, I was minding my own business.
And that's why they do it that way, because they know you're going to be startled. And I do believe he knew, I'm running by. She's tethered to that camera. What's she going to do? Yeah, you know what would make this stop more than anything, honestly, is if women would start carrying nunchucks with them when they go to work.
Okay, I don't think that's a good idea.
And the next time a guy, this is where this would go viral in the right way to really change behavior.
Okay, I think
the
this
next
is
time
a
guy
idea.
Runs by and grabs your butt while you're trying to do your job, mm-hmm. you haul off and break his face in half. Yeah,
That's not overreacting at all.
That would then go viral, and women would come out of the woodwork and say, you know what? Good. Maybe this will stop now. Because charging these men in various cities over the last year, and including in the case with the World Cup, hasn't changed behavior at all.
Okay. All right. So to one texter, let me just say this. I am playing the devil's advocate for a reason. I don't think this behavior is okay. I don't think it's acceptable. But let me ask you something that a lot of other people are texting in, Dana. Would we have the same reaction if a female jogger had grabbed the butt of a male reporter?
You remember this happened to my husband several years ago, where a woman came up and kissed him during a live report on a dare. He is a staunch defender of a reporter's rights to do their job without interference. He will say male, female, it doesn't matter. It's not appropriate.
Would we have the same reaction if a female jogger...
We would have to. We would have to. I think it's extremely unlikely that it would happen. But again, it happened to my husband. So I think it would have to be the same.
Five, seven, six, seven, seven, nine, eight. Ooh, the wheel in the sky keeps on turning. I don't know where I'll 2784. Let me help you out here. If on today's show you happen to cover the kid who beat up his bully, blah, 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 that's why we podcast. And we talked about that in the 2 o'clock hour of the show today. So when you get home tonight, just go to KMBZ.com and click on the podcast, and it's right there, ready to go. We talked about in the 2 o'clock. Is it already up?
It's already up there. Okay. You can download it now.
All right. Tate in Kansas City. Hello, Tate.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Well, thanks.
So, Scott, I'm kind of, I'm not trying to sound like the person that doesn't think this guy should get charged, but a couple of years ago, there was a girl that had jumped the fence at one of the college boys' baseball games and went around grabbing and slapping all the college players' butts, and I don't think she ever got charged for it. I think it was just talked about and joked about in the news. I don't think there was any repercussions about it.
I'm surprised it wouldn't be trespassing and criminal mischief and all the stuff we saw with Fountain Girl at Kauffman.
Well, probably in part. I think we all have to admit that when it comes to boys or men grabbing women's butts and women grabbing men's butts, I think it's fair to say, and I would hazard anybody to challenge me on this, that there is a double standard. That's not... That's not to say that a man, hang on just a second, Tate. That's not to say that a man grabbing a woman's butt while she's doing a live broadcast or slapping it or whatever. I'm not defending that at all. It is a crime. What right. I'm saying is when it comes to men grabbing women's butts and women grabbing men's butts, there is a double standard and no one can argue.
But how come we don't talk about this repeatedly in any other industry? If men were randomly and repeatedly grabbing women's butts who were surgeons or judges or doctors or police officers, it's because
it's because they're in the public eye.
There's a TV camera
that turns people into idiots.
But you were talking before the break, Dana, about the woman who came up and kissed your husband on the face.
Yeah.
And what criminal charge did she receive?
Well, I don't remember if he was live in a bar or in a celebratory sports type of setting.
He was.
There is no dumber thing you can do with your reporters than put them live out in a bar, because you throw alcohol in and turn that TV light on. People's dumb quotient explodes times 10,000.
Criminal charge did she face?
She did not. They didn't even know who she was, because when this happens, typically they run off, and I believe that is what she did.
Well, so did this guy. He was in a race. By definition, he ran off. But they made sure that they found out who he was. What I'm saying is, and I don't think you can deny it, there is a double standard when it comes to men grabbing the butt of a woman or slapping it or whatever you want to call it, and the woman coming up to your husband and kissing him on the face in a bar. No, nobody went to the extra mile to figure out who she was, to criminally charge her with sexual assault. Because with women, it's okay. With men, it's not. And whether you agree with that or not, I'm not here to argue that point. What I'm simply trying to make the point of is that there is a double standard. That's not to say either one is okay. What I'm saying is that there is a double standard. That woman kissed your husband on the face. I would imagine you were not happy with that.
Well, looking back, it's just like one more in a long line of people doing stupid things when that camera's on.
And is this not?
This was avoidable and preventable.
And what happened to your husband was not?
It's all avoidable and all preventable.
Mm-hmm. But again, I go back to my point, there's a double standard. A man jogs by, and slaps a reporter on the butt, and he needs to be outed. He needs to be criminally charged. He needs to be kicked out of his church youth group that he leads. A woman in a bar runs up to your husband and kisses him on the face during some KU or Chiefs or whatever celebration, and, well, that's just somebody drunk in a bar.
Well, it's also a lot easier to identify the moron in the Georgia incident over the weekend because he was running by wearing a bib and a number that identified him, so they were able to go back and figure out who this man was. In a majority of these cases where someone's just running up being stupid and running off, again, you're tethered to that camera. You're not going to drop the mic and go chasing them down. Or I don't know, maybe women will start doing that. And quite frankly, I'm almost fine with that.
Alonzo Washington. Hello.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to make, you know, Scott, you're talking about it's a double standard. And I wasn't going to call in, but when you said, was he joking? This type of thing, I think that there is a triple standard when it comes to these type of things. And I think when men touch women, it is more threatening because men have the ability to overpower women. Women really can't overpower men. Most women can't anyway. And it's seen differently. But if you look at the Me Too movement, and if you look at sexual allegations that come up on men, mainly black celebrities have been taken down by it, you know, been arrested. I mean, you know, you got Matt Lauer, you got Ryan Seacrest, you got, you know, Rob Lowe, none of them went to jail. R. Kelly, you know, Bill Cosby.
Whoa.
There's a difference between sexual
harassment
and rape.
And rape of a minor. Come on.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is Rob Lowe did that too. He's walking free. He didn't go to jail, okay? He had sex on film with two teenagers. His career is just fine. And see, all I'm saying is
neither did Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but Michael Jackson was no proof. He was acquitted. He was acquitted. We have to remember that. I mean, he wasn't on tape like R. Kelly and Rob Lowe. I mean, Rob Lowe was on tape. Mm. Roman Polanski, you know, he raped a 14-year-old. And so all I'm saying is that none of these white men are in jail. So if it was a white, if it was a black man that ran by and grabbed a reporter, nobody would be saying it was a joke, and he'd probably be up under the jail. And all I'm saying is this, is that I think it should be one law. I think men should not touch women, period, without their permission. And, you know, women can do it. I mean, it's happened to me.
But Alonzo, and I hate bringing race into a conversation about sexual. Roman Polanski never set foot on U.S. soil again because he would be indicted and taken in if he did, and he knows that.
Correct.
What? No, he's come in and out of the country.
No, he is not.
They'll arrest him if he does, and he knows it.
He lives in France.
Well, I mean, they say it's rumors, but if they wanted to get him, I think if Roman Polanski's race changed, they would go get him. And they would figure out a way.
Right. If Roman Polanski woke up black, they would arrest him. That's what you're saying.
Tell me how many years. Wait. Hang, Alonzo, hang on. Since you, Alonzo.
If Roman Polanski woke up black, he'd feel like R. Kelly right now.
Okay. All right. Funny, not funny. Tell me how many years O.J. Simpson, who is black, got for two murders.
Well, I mean, the thing
never is, mind. Never mind. I just want to ask you, when are you and I going out for lunch?
When hell freezes over, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.